This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ray Hederman, Assistant Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We've asked him to comment on reports coming out of numerous media sources that a growing number of economists believe we could be heading for another economic calamity soon. We want to get Ray's analysis as to whether that assessment is largely correct or just a little bit too much hype. And Ray, it's great to have you with us as always.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
They basically say it's not just a double dip recession, but some have said we're on the brink of another depression here. Are you seeing conditions favorable for another collapse, or is that just a bit of hyperbole at this point?
And I think it's a little hyperbole at this point, but it is important to recognize that a lot of the indicators that have come out in the past few weeks has showed that the economy has slowed since spring. We're still growing, but we're not growing nearly as fast as we were back in March and April. And we've seen that reflected in the employment numbers that came out last Friday. We've seen it come out in the manufacturing, the service sector growth numbers. So what this is telling me is that this is an economy that we're 9 months into recovery, but we're still taking about, you know, two steps forward, one step back. Normally, we should expect a little bit stronger growth than we're seeing. So I think we're going to have a very slow recovery, which means, unfortunately, a prolonged slowness in the labor market, unemployment rate remaining elevated for the foreseeable future.
What kind of conditions would need to be present for there to be great alarm, not just disappointment that it's not coming back as quickly as we'd like, but that there's actually a much steeper cliff that we could fall off of?
Well, I want to pay attention to say what happens if the private sector starts retrenching, that we don't start seeing people hiring anymore, that we've seen a slowdown in hiring, but we're still seeing hiring, that we continue to see the manufacturing output falling a little bit, that we see kind of banks not offering as much credit. Those types of things that we're actually seeing kind of a re-entrenchment makes this double dip scenario or even the return of the Great Depression a lot more of a reality as compared to this temporary slowdown that we're in.
We're talking with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation. And Ray, what policies currently that are being pursued or are already being implemented by this administration are good or are bad in terms of where we're trying to head here? Which ones could facilitate more bad economic news, and which ones are helping us dig out of the hole?
Well, let me start with the optimistic news first, and that is, you know, the President Obama came out this past week and said that he wants to make an effort at renewing American trade agreements with Colombia, South Korea. This could open up new markets for U.S. manufacturers, U.S. farmers. Boosting free trade, boosting our exports could really help get the economy moving forward again, especially since our traditional trading partners in Europe are obviously in worse shape than we are. So anything that we can do to try to open up some new markets for U.S. goods, I think, is a positive step forward. Unfortunately, on the negative side, we're seeing a couple of blunders, I think, that could either make things worse or kind of prolong the slowness. First of all, we're taking a look at the Bush tax cuts are going to expire at the end of the year. That means that we're going to be taking hundreds of billions of dollars out of the economy in terms of higher taxes for Americans. We're going to be giving people disincentives to invest more. And so those are the types of activities that are not going to produce economic growth. In fact, you can see people sitting there and trying to consider moving money abroad, trying to find out where they can get a better return on their investments, because we know the tax rate on dividends, for example, is going to go up to over 40%. So that's a strong incentive for companies to hoard cash, to not try to return money to the investors. That's going to slow down your business investments. So that's a terrible policy that hopefully Congress will fix. You know, some other not good policies we kind of see are the higher spending bills, kind of the smaller stimulus, the idea that we're going to bail out states who are overextended, the idea that we're going to spend, you know, $30 billion, and that's going to be somehow new stimulus and to permit, you know, teachers layoffs. That's not really going to help the recovery at all. All it's going to do is add up to the deficit, and this can prevent states from making good decisions on how to balance their own budgets.
We're talking with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation. And Ray, you mentioned a moment ago that our position is demonstrably better than some of our friends over in Europe. What about their problems? How potentially infected could we get by what they're going through right now, or how insulated are we?
Well, what we've seen right now is that a lot of European countries are taking a look at their own balance sheets and saying, we need to learn from the bad example of Greece. We need to learn from the bad example of Portugal. So they're taking a look at trying to adjust their own budgets. We're seeing some budget cutbacks. We're seeing, for example, France is altering the rate that they can retire. And this is also they can try to get their fiscal house in order to avoid bond market bank collapses that could have happened in Greece. The way that's affected the United States is that we've seen the flight flight to quality. A lot of money has been shifted from Europe, is going back into U.S. Treasuries. We've seen the bonds and the yields on U.S. Treasuries change because of large insurance of liquidity. A lot of people are sitting there saying, hey, you know, the safest investments for money in this uncertain times continues to remain financial instruments in the United States. And so that's affecting us. What's happening, that means, is that we're seeing a stronger dollar. Stronger dollar means it's tougher for us exports to get out. It makes American goods more expensive abroad. And of course, right now, what we're seeing is that European economies are very slow, which means it's going to be even harder for them to purchase U.S. goods.
In terms of what we saw at the G20 summit, and basically the lack of any sort of consensus, the European governments are ready to cut the fat, and the president of the United States looking for at least a short-term infusion of spending. Which side's likely to win in the end?
Well, I think the European viewpoint is going to win in the end, because I think probably most people are going to take a look and say, hey, let's learn from the lesson of countries that have become so indebted that the bond market has had to take hand. I think people looking at the situation in the United States is saying we're not a whole lot better off than Europe. I mean, we have a lot. We have a few more years of grace period before we reach a real crisis point as compared to some EU countries. But I think what you're right now, you're seeing in the United States, particularly if you look at individuals, voters, you have a real distaste and distrust of government spending, because American voters are sitting here saying, look, we've had two stimulus bills, from President Bush passing his rebate checks and obviously the huge stimulus bill that President Obama passed. We've had two stimulus bills, over $1 trillion in new government spending. And all we have to show for it is a much higher debt and still a lousy economy. And so people are wondering if, you know, why do we want to try to boost up this new spending when all we're going to be doing is adding to the deficit? And really, we're not getting a very big bang for our buck.
Ray, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Ray Hederman is Assistant Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.